welcome aboard. We're going to be hitting a little weather as we make our way out towards the island. So in about 5 minutes, we're going to ask you all to take a seat, hold on tight, and enjoy the ride. Thanks for sailing with us. We'll be at Skinner in about 25 minutes.
Hi all. Welcome back to What Happened in Skinner. If this is your first time joining us, episode 1 will get you up to speed on the handful of mysteries that are about to get me tossed around like a rag doll on the open ocean. If you want to view the evidence or join our team, please reach out at whathappenedinskinner.com. For the rest of you, welcome back, Whispers. Get it? What happened in Skinner? Whisper. You know what? I think it's cool. We're doing it. Moving on. This is Marlo Vern.
Alright, folks, grab hold of something. It's gonna get pretty exciting for the next 10 minutes here.
This is Marlo Vern. Getting a little sick. But I wanted to capture this moment for you all. It's that moment right before adventure, before everything changes. The water is so dark, not even the churning of the propellers cuts through it. Just white bubbles in a jet black void. It's foggy. So foggy, I don't know if I can see 50 feet or 5. There's nothing out here but the cold white mist and the cold black Who brings a goat on a ferry? Somewhere in the back of my mind, I kept thinking about the car ferry that had capsized 2 years ago, taking everyone on board down with it. Clearly they hadn't been able to get a new one yet because they laughed at me when I asked if I could drive onto this one in Florence. But, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. I'd come this far, so I'd just have to figure out transportation when I got there. Assuming we made it in one piece. Every wave gave me a flashback to the news report 2 years earlier.
The Coast Guard has enlisted the help of a U.S. Navy destroyer in an urgent search for the 15. Among the missing are said to be Alistair and Zenaida Wild, who are well known in Skinner for their philanthropic work.
I'd met the Wilds once. They came to Eugene to visit their daughter, Susan, when we were both at the University of Oregon. I was a journalism student. Susan was one of my very first interviews.
So, Susan?
So, Marlo? The folklore of my childhood, huh? There were ghosts. A lot of ghosts.
In the town or in your family?
Both. I didn't hear the ones about my family until I started going to school in town. Well, it turns out while you're living in a big house, making up stories about mermaids and cave trolls, all the other kids are making up stories about the people who live in the big house. But mostly the ghost stories on Skinner were sailors.
The other kids told stories about you?
Yeah, about me, about my family. There was a story about a pirate crew that would sing.
Wait. What were the Wild stories like?
Nothing important.
I'd always known that there was something Susan kept beneath the surface. And then one day, I never heard her voice again. Not until the live stream, that is.
Yeah, so it looks like they were practicing Oramana, which is kind of a religion that basically involves attracting good luck, so...
That goat on the other side of the ferry has been looking at me for 10 minutes straight. And the person holding its leash is a really alt-looking guy. Like, old-school punk, almost? There's something scrawled in Sharpie on the seat next to me. She killed them all. Cool. Note to self, find some Dramamine before the return trip. Okay, nope, it's happening.
Oh, watch it!
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Here, spread your feet out a little bit, find your balance. Okay? Now, focus on the horizon, it should help.
Thanks.
That's cool. I was a deckhand for a month before I stopped hurling.
You have a ladybug. Stop, what are you doing?
I don't like bugs.
Here, let me just... Come on, little fella. My mom says you're supposed to make a wish whenever you hold a ladybug. The direction it flies is where you'll find the answer to your wish.
I guess your answer's on Skinner.
That's Imogen. An angular girl with a pixie cut and a face that doesn't reveal any extreme emotion. I'm not sure how old she is. She could be 17 or 27. She reminds me of Obsidian. Cool, dark, sharp edges. And she was officially my first contact on Skinner.
What'd you wish for?
I can't tell you. That's the rule.
Yeah, I mean, if that's how you think it works.
Do you live on Skinner?
Yeah, for a couple years now. Haven't seen you around before.
It's my first time visiting. Thought I'd come see what there is to see.
Yeah, funny. Been hearing that more recently.
Really? Why's that?
Come on. You know.
Do I?
Well, you are the one with the audio recorder.
Oh.
Yeah, not exactly stealthy.
I can turn it off.
Nah. It's cool. There's been some weird shit. The Jasper Cook sightings. The kid who ate it in the cannery. I'd be curious, too.
Well, thanks.
Would you mind if I ask you some questions about it?
I've got to go tie off in a minute. Maybe meet me on the dock after. I could show you around a bit.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, unless you have plans.
Nope, no, I mean, I'm flexible.
Cool. I gotta go, but... Hey, look out towards the island. Can you feel that? The air. It changes the closer we get to the island. Do you feel it?
I don't... Maybe?
You will. See you on the dock!
The island itself is eerily beautiful. The fog rolling out. A sunbeam piercing through overcast skies and lighting up the steep cliffs. The air was crisp with a salty tang. But it didn't feel like whatever Imogen said it should.
Okay, so cell service sucks. Discord's frozen. Uber isn't even loading, and I've got half a bar. Is that even possible? I don't. What is this place?
The marina wasn't much. Just a long dock or two that looked like they'd seen much, much better days. The newest part was a large bulletin board bracketed on the wall of a nearby restroom. It probably used to display flyers for town events or job postings and that sort of thing. But now it was a memorial.
It's waterlogged. Distended. There are photos of each of the 2019 ferry victims. Their faded smiling faces. Dried up flowers. There's even a mossy teddy bear. Its fur is matted and stiff. Standing here, I feel like I've slipped into a dream in the middle of the day. Like something here is wrong, out of place. I wonder if that's how everyone here feels about it too.
Hey! Oh, sorry, were you like monologuing?
Oh, no, you're fine. I was,
Oh. Yeah, it's freaky, isn't it? Made a mess of things for a while.
I can't even imagine. It's terrible. Oh my god.
I knew their faces would be there. But somehow that didn't prepare me for actually seeing them. Susan's parents smiling out at me through yellowed curling paper.
Anniversary's coming up soon. Hey, come on.
Wait, where are we going?
I want to introduce you to someone. Rex!
Hey, Jen. Who's this?
Hi, I...
I knew his face in an instant. He looked down at me with the same piercing black eyes I'd studied over and over and over again ever since they landed in my inbox over a month ago.
But in order for King Arthur to pull the sword from the stone, he must first believe that it is possible, and that is what I am asking you to do.
He looked much younger, standing on the Skinner dock in a black V-neck t-shirt, his arms covered in tattoos and heavy-looking silver rings on his fingers. But there was no mistaking. It was him. Magister R. Wurlitz of the Skinner Coven. The man in the video.
I'm Marlo.
Hey, Marlo. I'm Rex.
Hey, Marlo here. If you listened to our first episode, you know that we're looking for sponsors. This is an incredible podcast with an incredible team behind it. So don't miss your chance to become a part of something big. Email Marlo at whathappenedinskinner.com to learn more.
So, what brings you to Skinner?
Oh, Ladybug.
Sorry?
She thinks they're magic.
Oh, no, I'm just here to look into some things, you know, maybe check out the town.
She's doing a podcast. I was thinking maybe we could help her out.
Oh, cool. So what's it about?
Well, it's kind of about Skinner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, some of the things going on around the coast, Jasper Cook and all that.
Yeah, there's been a lot lately, huh? I get the curiosity. You came in on the ferry?
Yeah.
So how are you getting around?
I actually, is the reception this bad everywhere? I can't get Uber to load.
Yeah, no, there's no Uber here.
Also no reception. Womp womp.
Wait, really?
Not even a little bit. I mean, the town itself is pretty walkable, but I'd bet you're interested in exploring around, right? I mean, just checking stuff out, so we could help you with that if you want.
There's no rental cars?
Cabs? Not really, unless you count the bikes.
Bikes?
Yeah. See you over there?
At the end of the parking lot, there was a bike rack housing a sad collection of rusty hand-me-down mountain bikes. Above them was a sign. Skinner Transit Authority.
You can't be serious.
Welcome to Skinner. How about this? You're staying at the motel, right? Why don't you go get checked in, and tomorrow we'll give you the grand tour. Get you started on the right foot, maybe help you connect with people you want to interview.
I mean, okay, that'd be great.
Excellent. How's 10 o'clock? We'll grab you at the motel?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll get you bright and early.
Sounds good.
I'm really glad we ran into each other. I'm really excited to hear more about your podcast.
Sleep tight.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I'm sorry. The ship leaves tonight, and I'll be on it.
Damn it, Ricky. You always make the wrong decision.
Hello?
When will Ricky just come home?
Yeah. Who knows on that one?
You got that right.
I've got a reservation for Vern.
Vern? Vern.
Yep.
Sadie. You know, we don't get many folks like you around here.
Like me?
Reservations. Makes us feel like a right establishment.
Oh.
You on the run?
What? Why would I...
Oh, don't tell me. Celebrity. Trying to get away from it all.
I'm just visiting. Kind of here for work, I guess.
You're tracking the serial killer, aren't you?
No, is that real?
Uh-huh. Well, just visiting. Here's your key. You're just down the walkway, last door on the left. Lusitania room.
Lusitania room?
Best room I got. And if you need anything, any assistance, you let me know.
I'll let you know about that.
You do that. Oh, and make sure you're in by midnight.
Why?
It's just better that way. Trust me.
Okay. Thank you, Sadie.
You're shitting me.
Sean, I shit you not.
How are you gonna do it?
I don't know. I mean, do you think I should?
Don't go, you're basically the world's worst journalist. On the other hand, if you do go, there's a decent chance you'll end up dead in a ditch somewhere. Why the pickle?
Good point. Okay, I'm doing it.
Wait, did I make that point?
The question is how to get as much information from them as I can without scaring them off.
I don't think that's the question.
I probably shouldn't directly mention Armana, and bringing up Catalyst or the live stream probably hits too close to home, too.
Well, sure, but...
If we start talking about the disappearances, Tanner Young is going to come up. I could lead them down the serial killer angle, but what I really want to talk about is those boxes he opened. Maybe that's removed enough to keep a low profile.
Low? You're assuming they don't already know who you are. Remember what Kelvin said? It didn't strike you as odd that the only Ormana person we've ever seen is there waiting for you on the dock?
Well, except Susan.
They probably know her.
Oh. Yeah.
I know Kelvin's kind of a crazy conspiracy theorist, but we're in that world now. Maybe we should listen to him.
Okay. Let's say they do know me. What do you think they want?
I think it could go two ways, really good or really bad. Is it a light preserver on the wall?
Oh, I'm in the Lusitania room.
The Lusitania room?
Yeah, all the rooms are shipwreck themed. Look at all this. Sean, this is the craziest town I've ever been in.
That's hilarious. Is that actually from the Lusitania?
Mm-hmm, apparently. There's a cute little plaque here and everything.
So, like the plate that Tanner saw in the cafe? I think you should share your location with me tomorrow.
There's no reception here. Like, at all.
I don't know about this, Lo.
Okay, Tanner Young, disappearances, Nash, Harness, Fate, Catalyst, the Countdown Clock, Heart Island, Livestream. Answers, answers, answers. Oh my gosh. Okay, Lo, you got this. You've got this. You can always run. Okay. Oh. It's a big white passenger van, Ford, with an Island Light Wellness Center decal on the door. Organ plates, ISLD, LT.
Morning. We got scones in the van. Ready to get started?
What's Island Light Wellness Center?
That is my new passion project.
It's a counseling and resource center.
Well, we take in folks who might otherwise get sucked into, like, the shelter or prison systems, and we give them a place to get back and control their lives.
Wow. That's actually, like, really cool.
Oh, thanks. Jen actually helps me run it.
Tour time?
Sounds good. Marlo, you want to take shotgun?
Yeah. Okay. And there I was, sitting in their van, questioning my life choices, but along for the ride.
Gotta admit, this beats a mountain bike.
Yeah, lucky I bumped into you guys. Right off the boat and everything.
We make our own luck, right? Even if we claim it's the work of... Was it a magic ladybug?
Touché.
So there's Town Hall on the right. Pretty much your one-stop shop for... whatever. Police, fire, DMV, all in that little building. And then if you take that road, it winds down to the harbor and motel. The cannery is on that same road, just way further. And that is a really weird bowling alley, if you're into that.
Okay, noted.
Skinner's town square feels worn down by the salt air. Most buildings look like they're originals to the island, and a few others look like they haven't been touched since the 70s. The town, the buildings, even some of the people. They all look sort of... faded.
So here's Main Street, and this is where all the cool stuff is. A couple of bars, the Keeper's Shed is probably the one you'd like. The other three are going to be better for interviews, assuming you're looking for salty townies.
Are you a townie?
I've been here a while, but California, originally. How about you?
A little all over. Originally from Philly.
Oh, well, welcome. Okay, see that building on the right? That's the Siemens Memorial Building. That's where they put up the survivors of the J. Marhoefer.
The J. Marhoefer?
It was a ship that sank like 50 miles from here. It's actually where we got the name Island Light. The crew that was on board drifted around in their lifeboat for days, and it was actually our lighthouse that saved their lives. And once they all kind of recuperated and got better and stuff, they set up a foundation to say thanks.
Wow.
It's the good that comes from the bad, you know? That's the landslide. If you need breakfast tomorrow, it's pretty much your only option.
The Landslide Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll I'll check it out. Is it locally owned?
Dunno. Fun fact, it's named after a landslide from the 30s that took out a big chunk of the island. Oh, and over here is the J.B. Wild statue. Have you heard of him?
I had heard of him. I heard his name in the live stream.
So, your Mace, 1929. Any guess who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think that might be Minerva Wild.
And him?
That could be her brother, J.B. Wild, my great-grandfather.
Marlo?
Who was he?
The wealthiest man in Skinner. Maybe on the whole coast. There really used to be a lot of prosperity here in its heyday. You can see it in the building still.
Yeah. It's too bad they're so... They could use some work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could really be incredible, though. Skinner's been hit with a lot of tragedy, a lot of misfortune. Pretty much everyone here has suffered a lot, except for a select few. I want to show you something. You up for a little drive?
Sure. Where are we going?
South.
As we headed south, the town dropped away almost immediately. Soon we were in fields, which gave way to forest. We crossed a bridge onto the South Island, the two-lane highway zigzagging along cliffs that dropped 100 feet to the waves below.
So, how did you end up getting into counseling?
Through religion. I got more into it after taking on more of a leadership role in our chapter.
Of Aramana?
You're recording this, right?
I can turn it off.
No, that's okay.
I saw your sermon. Why are we stopping?
Get out.
Where are we?
You see that, Marlo? That's Torment Rock. More sailors have died down there than any other place on the island. Just saying a lot. Did you know that radar existed for 17 years before the government declassified it for civilian use?
No.
17 years. Think of how many lives must have been lost for the benefit of a few.
Drama queen.
You're probably pretty freaked out, huh, Marlo?
Why should I be freaked out?
Human instinct. People fear what they don't know.
Well, your Harness Fate emails didn't really help on that front.
Yeah. Marlo, let me ask you something. Suppose you had the power to make anything you imagine come to pass. And you could also give that power to whoever you wanted. How would you decide who stayed a man and who became a god?
I don't think I'd be qualified to make that decision.
Well,
that's exactly right. I think it's time, Marlo.
For what?
To let you in.
Ahoy there, from Sadie's Shipwreck Motel. Whether you're looking for some good nautical fun or just a place to rest your rump, you'll find it there. They're conveniently located a short walk from the Skinner Ferry Terminal with easy access to downtown. They also offer weekly, monthly, and hourly rates. So haul tacks and sheets and set sail for Sadie's.
I tried to text Sean, to message the Discord, anything. This was too insane to believe. But the entire South Island is one giant dead zone, so as we snaked along the cliffs and into the forest, all I could do was keep recording, hope for the best,
and wait for whatever I was about to be led into. I'm not gonna lie, I was terrified. We turned onto a nondescript gravel road and began winding our way deeper and deeper into the forest. The farther we got, the more I began to see. A backhoe out in the trees, a bulldozer covered in moss, giant piles of earth that were beginning to sprout grass. As we rounded one final corner, the gravel road opened up, and I couldn't help myself but gasp.
Well, here we are.
Oh my gosh. It is the compound.
Hmm?
Oh, I just... We wondered about this place.
Let's do it!
It was astonishing. One of the most beautiful buildings I've ever seen. Massive wooden beams intertwined with stained glass that worked their way up to a giant dome. Elegantly lit walkways wound their way between the buildings, intertwining little streams that looked meticulously landscaped. But the whole place looked forgotten. Like it was just left there, almost finished. The main building still had scaffolding on one side. The machinery had begun to rust. Everything was covered in a thick layer of pine needles. A complex that looked like it could hold thousands sat there empty, except for us.
Welcome to Catalyst.
Wow. Somehow, it looked even bigger on the inside. Beautiful, but the same abandoned feeling. Like it was stuck in time.
The dome is 63 feet high. The pillars are holly and ebony. That's their natural color. Hand-laid marble in the floor, hand-cut stained glass up the sides. The windows up there just past the brass bowls, when the tarps come down, those are going to look right out on the ocean. So what do you think?
It's amazing. Rex, what is this place?
For me, it's my special place. A lot of days I come in here and just sit right in the middle. Listen to the wind, channel.
Channel?
It's what the Oromana call what we do.
What is Oromana?
The energy of the universe travels through currents. Wind, sound, heat, waves. Like, see the concentric circles in the floor? It's like a ripple of energy emanating from the center of the room. And up there, it's an installation from an artist up in Portland. You see the gaps in the dome? Those let wind come into the atrium. And when it does, all the little squares move. And you can literally see the shape of the wind. Wait for it. Just watch.
Wow.
Throughout history, people have tried to control that energy. I mean, really to manipulate it. But the Oromana, we figured it out.
So, like, the Force?
No, not... Here, look at the pillars. Those represent abundance, health, love, and comfort, and their opposites. See the carvings? With the Force, you choose a side, good or evil, right? But in nature, there is no good or evil, just creation and destruction, abundance and want, hot and cold, always in equal measure, always balanced. You cannot have one without the other.
Those brass bowls, what are they for?
Half are torches, and the other half hold water.
The balance?
You're a sharp one, Vern.
Rex, there was a story I read online about a ceremony on Heart Island in New York City. The description of it. The brass bowls with fire and water, the chair in the middle. It sounded a lot like this. Were they Aramana?
Probably.
It didn't end well for the guests in that story.
Oh? I wasn't there. What happened?
But aren't you, like, the leader of Aramana?
Me? No. No. I'm just the Magister on Skinner. A convert, actually.
But you're... This place is...
Not ours. It was originally supposed to be a retreat. A place for the inherited from all over the world to meet in privacy.
The inherited?
The descendants of the original Aramana. The first families. It would have been spectacular. But now...
What happened?
Well, the ferry sank. That stopped the crews from coming. And the two people running the project were aboard when it went down.
The Wilds?
Yeah. How'd you know?
I saw the live stream. I also know Susan.
Really?
Well, knew. This seems like a huge project to just abandon. They didn't put somebody else in charge?
They wanted to. But she turned it down.
Who did?
Susan.
Susan? They offered her... this?
She didn't have the balls.
Well, how did you know her?
Just, you know. So why aren't you in charge of this place?
I'd love to be, but we got this
Get
other
it!
Guy.
This is private property!
It's just us!
Oh, well, keep it down. I was asleep.
Because of that, asshole.
Who's that?
That's Vertumnus. They moved him here to watch over
Rex!
Them. What?
What did I tell you last week about replacing non-essential light bulbs?
I didn't!
Good. Don't. Who's the girl?
A new member.
You shouldn't show them this. They belong at the yurt.
New member?
Had to say something.
Thanks. I still don't totally get it. Why are you showing me this?
We're gonna kill you later.
What?
Jen, go start the van.
Jeez, okay. Just a joke.
I guess I'm just tired of having no one to share it with.
You won't, like, get in trouble with him?
You saw the live stream.
Yeah.
Can't look much worse than we already do, right? Besides, I want to know what's behind all that stuff just as much as you do.
Rex, is Susan an inherited?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Why didn't she take this?
She's been through a lot.
And how's she doing now? Since that night?
Well, she could probably stand to see a friend.
Oh, Look, I don't think I'm the friend that she'd want to see.
Maybe not. But maybe something brought you here. Something you should pay attention to. And I happen to have something I need to drop off up there. So if you're looking for an excuse, there it is.
Okay, here we are. Tell her it's from me?
Sure. Thanks for the lift and for trusting me with...
Hey, I hope you enjoyed it. And hey, you're gonna be fine. I'll text you tomorrow, okay?
When we were dating, Susan and I never visited Skinner. The first time I saw her childhood home was in the 1920s, essentially. On the real. It looks exactly the same, but like the rest of Skinner, it's dull with age. But being there in person, looking up at it, is intimidating. It's a giant Victorian mansion surrounded by forest and perched at the top of a cliff, high above the thundering waves. Okay. I'm walking to the door. God, it's so fancy. Up the steps to the door. This is so stupid.
Even the door is so extra. Special delivery. Hey, long time no see. Hey. So this is probably weird. Hey. Rex gave me this envelope. Okay, got this. Okay, well, she's either lost inside the Haunted Mansion or she's not home. Sorry, Rex. Gotta come get me after. Oh, no. No, the service. And I just let my ride drive into the forest. Shit.
This is the last account of Marlo Vern. I've made the terrific decision to trek all the way back to town. It's really like a good thing there's only one road on this entire island. One deserted, quiet road. At dusk. If anyone finds my body, or just this recording, please remember me well. And tell the world I found Catalyst. Also, Mom, I'm super sorry. Please throw away the orange box in the closet. Don't look inside. Just toss it. It's better that way. Oh, and I love you. Hello?
Great. Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. It's a dark fort.
What is that?
A microphone, ma'am. Just making my way to town.
A microphone? Haven't seen you around before. What's your name?
Chief Gladys Clementine is an intimidating woman. She's got to be 6'1", and there's no question she's an authority figure here. I spoke with Clem when the Discord was looking into Tanner Young's death. She didn't come out and say it, but it was clear she thought I was crazy. I have to admit, I didn't expect to meet her in person quite like this, on the side of a silent road in the middle of nowhere. My heart was pounding.
I'm Marlo Vern, ma'am. We spoke a few weeks ago, actually, about the Tanner Young case. I called in some information about things he was posting online.
Yeah, I remember. Better get in. I'll give you a ride to town.
Oh.
Well, get in before you drown.
Thank you. I didn't realize it was such a long walk, and by the time I did, it seemed more trouble to turn back. I'm just staying at the motel.
Odd choice for vacation, particularly after that call you gave me.
I've got an old friend here, Susan Wild. That's where I was coming from.
Ah, I get it. Still poking around the Tanner Young case, visiting the Wilds. Suppose I'm going to find you at Nash Morehouse's next.
Nash? Is he a suspect?
You're the internet journalist, you tell me. Woman to woman, steer clear of that mess. What's done is done. People need to heal.
So Nash Morehouse isn't a suspect in the death of Tanner Young? Even though he also attacked Susan and Greg?
You're not going to drop it, are you?
I saw Susan in the live stream and I figured I'd come make sure she was okay.
That's nice of you.
But you have to admit, too many strange things have been happening in Skinner. We're pretty positive that—
We?
Right. There's kind of like this little online community working on the case.
Listen, I was there that night, after the live stream.
You were? What can you tell me?
That one very troubled boy might be done causing trouble.
Wait, Nash? I didn't know he was— What happened?
ongoing case, Nancy Drew. Take my advice. Try the local chowder, take in the sea air, and then go home.
Thanks for the ride, officer. Chief.
Until you get into trouble, you can call me Clem.
Got it. Clem. It's cool that the chief is a woman, by the way.
Skinner is a lot more matriarchal than you'd think.
Awesome.
Totally.
Clem, do you think there's something happening here with the disappearances?
Chowder, sea air, ferry home. Keep your nose clean, Vern. I've got enough on my hands.
Night, hon.
Night, Sadie. Right? Seriously, it was like one of the most amazing places I've ever stepped foot in. I visited the Vatican during a summer abroad. Catalyst has total Vatican vibes.
Tell me you got photos.
I wish. They told me not to.
What about Tanner Young?
What about him?
You went to the South Island. Did they have any insight on the boxes you saw or what happened to him?
Oh, we didn't really get to that yet.
You didn't ask him?
Well, we were focusing on other things.
You do realize this is how it works, right?
How what works?
Indoctrination. They slowly work on shifting your focus to where they want it.
Come on, you don't think that's a little dramatic?
You didn't ask about Tanner at all?
Well, this is new information about Armana, and it's amazing. It's definitely worth putting the other stuff aside for a minute.
Whoa.
I just mean that it would have put an end to the conversation if it seemed like I was suddenly trying to blame Aramana for killing someone.
I totally see your point, Lo, and I'm not judging or critiquing, but you realize Rex never actually answered any of the questions we set out to ask.
I'm laying groundwork.
Totally, I get that. Gain trust and all that.
Exactly.
I guess it just sounds like you're a little enamored. And not really focusing on how all this might have led to Tanner's death? Or what's happening to Mateo? Did you at least ask about the countdown?
Oh, shoot. I totally meant to. I'll ask Rex tomorrow.
He's sure making a home for himself in the narrative.
That's what we want, right? He has the knowledge, and he's willing to share it.
Yeah, he's still the guy in the video.
What did Rex give you to pass along to Susan anyway?
It's... What if it's, like, legal documents? You're not supposed to open other people's mail. I can't open it, can I?
I think you have to. It could be a contract with the killer.
Or a list of locations where the Aramana are located around the globe.
What if it's like a threat to Susan, trying to keep her quiet after spilling so much in the live stream?
Fine. I'm opening it. Here we go. Opening it now. Avoiding a paper cut. It's a card.
Like a key card?
Though they are gone from our sights, their love, legacy, and light ring true in all there is. Shit.
Hello?
It's a condolences card. For Susan. The anniversary of the accident. Her parents' deaths. Guys, it's signed by a ton of people with all these lovely little notes, and I can't read this. It's too far. And now I feel like shit.
Yeah, don't blame you.
You made me open it.
Could have been something more interesting.
Right. Okay. Good night, all. Get some sleep.
You reached Susan. You know what to do.
Hey. It's me. I mean, it's Marlo. I don't freak, but I'm in Skinner. Like, right now I'm in Skinner. It's kind of for work. I need to tell you what I'm doing because you're kind of... We just needed to talk. I don't know if you're even getting these, but I'd appreciate it if you'd, I don't know, just send out a flare and let me know if you're out there. I'm at the motel. I'm assuming you know where that is.
Captain's log, star date 2018. Our ongoing quest for a hangout spot continues to no avail. Lieutenant Wild, any preferences on your scanners? Lieutenant Wild, acknowledge!
Negative. No preferences detected, Captain.
Oh, McMenamin's in Section 7. Cajun Tots, Lieutenant.
Oh, negative, Captain. Sick Bay advises the crew is still recovering from the last round of Cajun Tots.
Roger. We could go to Matt's house.
You want to go to the river?
The river?
I used to love being by the water on Skinner. There's the spot by the marina where you can see the whole sky reflected off the ocean. It feels like you're in another universe.
Rain stopped, and I'm taking a cue from past Susan. She was right about one thing. It's beautiful here at night. The moon's huge. I don't know if I've ever seen the stars shine so bright. Ooh, God, that's cold. What is? Oh my God.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh shit. Grab onto something. It's about to get exciting. Until then, chin up, Whispers. What Happened in Skinner is produced by Mazama Entertainment and presented by Rusty Quill. Original music by Aureli Webb. And I'm your host, Marlo Verne.